In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Performing baptisms is one of the great joys of being a priest. Now, don't get me wrong, there are many, many joys to this vocation, but baptism is a special one. We are doing two things today as a people of faith, as a people of God, as Christians. The first is making certain assertions and promises about what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. We find that laid out for us in the baptismal covenant, which we will all recite together soon. There will be five questions that will point us towards what it means to be a Christian. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? This question asks if we will continue to do what we are doing right now, gathering together in the name of the Lord, hearing his holy word proclaimed, praying with one unified voice, breaking bread, the body of Christ, and sharing it amongst ourselves who are the living body of Christ, inviting all those who search and seek and need God to be fed and nourished by that holy sacrament. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? To me, this speaks of Christian humility. Will we have the humility to recognize and admit that we all are capable of sin and do indeed commit sins? And when we have admitted this, will we have the courage to seek out God's forgiveness, a forgiveness that surpasses all understanding, a forgiveness that is infinite as time itself, a forgiveness that is available to all who call out for it? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? These three questions directly ask us who we will be. What kind of force and presence will we be in the world? Our gospel reading does the same thing. Will we respond to violence with violence? Or will we instead show grace, show that we are capable of rising above and letting God's grace be our response to sin? And when we find evil in the world and are attacked by others, will we respond in kind, paying evil with evil, simply continuing the devastating chain of humanity's wickedness against itself? We will need her back later. Or will we as Christians do something different? Will we pray for our enemies, responding to the sin and hate of this world with charity and compassion? The second thing we are doing today is asserting these truths, these facts about God's love for us, and doing it together. Gathered together in prayer because we need one another. We are making a promise to support Charlotte as she continues to grow and flourish in her life, to teach her how to pray, how to respond and live out God's call. We make a promise to continue living out the baptismal covenant we have made, continuing to strive to be disciples of the one true and living God. Now, I don't know about any of you, but I know that I cannot live out the baptismal covenant alone. I know that as a Christian, I make a lot of mistakes, that I fail to fully live into these promises. I remain silent out of fear when I should speak up. I lash out in anger when I should seek God's grace. I become complacent to evil and sin when I should be vigilant? I can too easily ignore and dismiss who and what God has created me to be, a child of God, loved beyond understanding, forgiven for my sin, charged with living my life in response to these truths and sharing that knowledge with the world. On my own, I would fail time and time again. But with you all, I have a chance. With the church, I have a chance. With the millions and millions of Christians around the world, I have a chance. With the blessing of that great cloud of witnesses, those countless saints and sinners who have come before us and will come after us, with them, we all have a chance. A chance to be more than something than we could ever be on our own. To be the living body of Christ. To bring His church to all corners of the globe. And together, we reveal the face of God to one another. A face that is as diverse and beautiful as every face of the human family. From this day forward, through her baptism, Charlotte will be a part of a community that values and honors her. Values her because she was formed in the image of God, molded by His creative hand. Honored because Jesus Christ rescued her and saved her from the power of sin. And a soul that Jesus would risk everything for, give everything for, is a soul deserving of respect. She will receive the same value and honor that we have all been blessed with, because we have been washed in the holy waters of baptism, dying to sin and rising by God's grace into eternal life. This is not just a joy for me as a priest, but a joy for all of us here together. What we do today is nothing less than welcoming into our midst a new child of God, a future saint of the church, a soul that is cherished and loved by Jesus Christ. And we are called to love all souls in that same way. Amen.